Well, I'm very saddened. I mean, that a place of worship would be attacked, I think, is a very serious matter. I think the main thing is it did not hurt anybody. It did not close the church, and there were no injuries caused to anybody. I should just explain that the monastery and the church are attached to each other, and the attack came at the rear of the monastery when some petrol bombs were thrown through, and they got into the roof space and set it on fire. It was very dangerous. I think we've had a number of these incidents on homes in this area where either blast bombs or petrol bombs. I think I would be calling for people certainly never to retaliate with this, because it is potentially a life-threatening situation. So hopefully that there will be no retaliation, and that people will think long and hard about what we're doing to each other, and maybe we could find a way of getting ourselves out of the very bad summer we're having from the point of view of violence. I would certainly be afraid that people might think that we're doing something for the church or for the Catholic Church in general by reacting to this, and I am appealing as much as I can through every possible source I have, including the Mass, I've already said this morning, to say to the people, listen, we are going to remain calm and we want nobody to react to this. But naturally, there are some young people who probably feel aggrieved that this has happened to their chapel and might want to react. And my message to them all morning has been on the streets, please do not do anything that will make a bad situation worse.